I think, to be honest, I think there's only two or three places that would be kind of viable for, I suppose, maybe for selection worries for Martin O'Neill and Roy Keane. I think if you're looking through the squad that's played recently, I think you're going to have Randolph in goal. I think he's done very well when he's come in. I don't think Westwood are maybe given. I don't think they have much of a shot. I think Randolph's nailed on. I think you're looking definitely Coleman. I think one of the best right backs in the Premier Division. I think fantastic. He's Irish and he's going to bring a lot to the table. I think you're definitely looking at John O'Shea, centre-half. 111 caps for his country, you know, great, great captain, great presence, great man around the squad. I think biggest selection will probably be centre-half. I think Roy Keane recently touched on it. I think he's looking at maybe Duffy. I think the reports coming from France for the last few days where they've done team tactical sessions with, you know, 11v11 kind of shadow play, not much sort of contact. And I think Duffy has partnered John O'Shea, so that could be, you know, an option. And if that doesn't happen, I think maybe T.O. So I think between two of those, that's maybe an area where they'll have a bit of a selection problem. I think you're definitely going to look at Brady left back. Absolute wonder of a left foot. It'll be crucial for the team through deliveries and set pieces. And I think that's where they're going to target a lot of their chances coming from, you know, maybe for us to score, which we saw against Holland, which is a fantastic delivery. And I think you're looking at John Walters, right side of a midfield. I think he's recently passed the fitness test, which is, I think, is a massive plus. He's a big game player. I think, in my opinion, he's been the best player in the qualifications. You're looking at probably Gavin Whelan and McCarthy, two sort of sitting type midfielders where they have support from behind. They're both good on the ball. They're both good passers. And I think mainly they're very hard workers. I think that sort of protection in front of the back four would be crucial because we're not a team or a nation that can be very expansive. I think we'll have to kind of be very solid and compact, so those two will have a massive job. Team left wing, you're looking at probably McLean over McGeady. I think he's very direct, very powerful, will work extremely hard up and down, and that's what we need. We need those sort of industrious type player, type wingers that we can't allow, you know, that we can kind of cheat a little bit and stay higher up the pitch on the counter attacks. We have to have players who are willing to get back into recovery positions. I think McLean will do a great job there. I think up forward, I think really again they're nailed on again. I think I would imagine Wes Hoolan will play in the pocket. We'll keep the ball very, very well if we get the ball to him. I think Wes not really going to be much use to the team if we're going to bypass him an awful lot. He's going to drop in the field to support when we don't have the ball. But when we do have the ball, hopefully he'll get on the ball and throw good balls into Longy. And I think that's where Shane Long up front, I think, will definitely start. His pace, his direct, he's a real handful. And you saw against the Germans when he scored that great goal, and I think even recently you can see he's got a touch and his awareness has got even better. But as long as we play to those, his strengths of getting the ball in behind, but not just aimless passes, real quality passes, so he can actually get onto them. Not, you know, he's going up there on his own. We can't expect him to run the channel, pull up the ball, run in lost causes. You know, he's not Superman. And although he's on fire, he's playing really, really well. You know, we're going to have to play to his strengths. So I think selection wise, I'd like to be probably Keane for Hoolan, if you ask me, or at the back, Duffy or Keogh. I think everyone has passed fitness tests, and that's why I look like starting 11. I think that's our best 11, to be honest.
Yeah, and it seems to be the 11 that makes the most sense in terms of game time lately, form. I mean, as you said, Robbie Keane, potentially, like his role in this entire championship, because of his age and his experience, nobody's discounting him, but we have to look at Long and his threat, especially in the box against the Sweden side.
Yeah, I think Shane Long has to play. I think there's no doubt about it. I mean, look, Robbie Keane is a fantastic player. I mean, he's scored some great goals. And if you look at his goal race of Roland, it's second to none. I mean, it's similar to Ibrahimovic for Sweden. I mean, it's nearly a goal every second game. So yeah, he will feature and he will get on. And I think I could see him more of an impact. So look, don't get me wrong, he might start and he might prove us all wrong. But I think from looking through the warm-up games and the fact that he's only kind of passed recent fitness tests, I wouldn't imagine they would start him. I'd imagine he'd come on, but I think with Long up front, we have to use his sort of things. But if you look at our front, our attacking threat, you have Walters, you have Long, McLean and Hoolan. Between three out of four, you have really strong, powerful sort of runners that can get in behind and can cause problems kind of with their directness, really. And hopefully in Hoolan, with that sort of bit of magic, can unlock with great passes. And I think Long has to start, basically.
I was going to say, and you've just touched on it there, Hoolahan and the magic and the moments of magic that he can create, and obviously Long then his finishing ability, but that 4-4-2 diamond midfield that they've played with in qualifying, and like this is why I'm kind of, it just feels a little bit like we're stating the obvious here, aren't we, in terms of what Ireland can do tomorrow?
Yeah, I think we are. But look, let's not, you know, let's not hide from the fact that, look, we are what we are, and we are good at what we do. I mean, I want to see Ireland play on the front foot. I want to see put pressure on the opposition. I don't want us to, you know, let the opposition grow in confidence and step behind the ball, because we're not good at that. Like, we're not a sort of team or a nation that can sit back, you know, absorb the pressure and then hit in a counter attack. I don't think we have that real sort of top quality. And there's not many teams that have it. Look, I mean, look, if you look at the Wales and you look at England, I mean, Sterling and probably Bale are the only ones who could really counter attack with, I mean, you know, ferocious pace. We don't have that sort of pace in our locker. So I think we're better off pressing up high, getting amongst our face. I mean, I think we're playing Sweden. We're not playing Spain. We're not playing, you know, we're not playing Belgium. We're not playing Italy yet. So I would have much prefer us to be on the front foot. And that's what we're good at. We're stronger at making opposition, you know, play with a bit of, you know, unease. I mean, if you look at it, if you give a good player space, he's going to look great.
Mm.
And for me, if you give a good player no space, then all of a sudden he mightn't look so great. And I think that's what we need to bring to the table. We need to be very, very aggressive, and I think we have to be on the front foot.
Mm. Okay, so looking at Sweden for a minute, because Zlatan, kind of, he's getting all the headlines, obviously. He's their main player, he's their main strength. What are Ireland going to do with him? How are they going to target him, and how are they going to keep him at bay?
I don't know, it's a million-dollar question, really. It's difficult. I mean, look, he's obviously their talisman. I mean, if you look at his stats for Sweden alone, 111 appearances, 62 goals. That's over nearly a goal every two games.
Mm.
I mean, during the qualifications, he was second top goal scorer throughout, 11 goals in the qualification. Only second behind Poland's Lewandowski, who got 12. I mean, it's tough because he stands at 6'5". He's 14 and a half stone. I mean, you're not going to muscle him off the ball too easily. And then not only that, he's probably better with the football at his feet than in the air. So, I mean, he has the attributes to cause any team problems. I mean, Sweden are not a traditional powerhouse in European football. So to score 11 goals in qualification, and, you know, it speaks highly of him. And look, it's going to be difficult. I mean, we can't just focus on him. Obviously, they're going to have other threats in their team, just like we think we have other threats in our team.
Mm.
But I mean, to keep him quiet, you're going to have to look at John O'Shea, and I think personally Duffy will play. Going to have a great game and just sniff him out, you know, stop him doing what he's good at. I mean, the centre midfielders are going to be crucial, but they can't leave too much space in between the midfield unit and the defensive unit. So he can receive the ball at the feet. They're going to have to close the gaps down, you know, and let the other midfielders maybe have the ball a bit longer. But every time he gets the ball, we're going to have to be on him quick. We're going to have to stop him kind of, you know, tricking and flicking and you know, wrestling people off the ball. Because, I mean, he is a big man. He's a strong man too. So it's going to be difficult. It's not going to be an easy task whatsoever.
Looking more generally at Sweden then, when it comes to set pieces, Ireland have an opportunity to exploit Sweden here, because they've showed frailties in this area of their game through qualifying, Joe.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think, look, that's where area of Ireland's play, I think we're one of our strongest, because we've got such a fantastic delivery from Brady. I mean, Brady's deliveries are second to none. I mean, any sort of good run from any of the centre-halves, centre-forwards, or even midfielders to get in amongst that box, his delivery is fantastic. So I think if we can pinpoint good, solid runs, you know, don't get blocked, don't be easily, you know, pushed out of a set-piece situation, you know, target areas where we've got front, back and middle of the goals cover. So no matter what Brady's delivery is, we can still have a chance of creating something from it. I think it's an area, I think, look, in general, Ireland will be strong no matter who we play, because that's an area where we will predominantly be good. And the fact that we've got such a good delivery into the box, it can cause anyone problems.
Mm. Looking forward to that aspect of the game tomorrow for sure. We keep hearing about this game, Joe, and being considered the most winnable of the group because it's such a difficult group. Do you feel the same? Do you buy into that?
Yeah, I think you have to. I think you have to. I think, look, I don't care what Sweden think, but for me, it's a game we can't afford to lose. If we want ambitions to progress from the group stage, we can't afford to lose this game, because if you're looking on paper, look, Sweden are the weaker team. But there is no weaker team in this qualification. That's the beauty of it. I mean, everyone's there on merit. There's no easy game. So for Ireland to really get a win tomorrow, they're going to have to play well. They're going to have to play well and with and without the ball. We're going to have to be aggressive. We're going to have to play to our strengths. We can't be a Spain, you know, tiki-tac football. We can't be the others. We've got to be Irish, basically. We've got to do what we normally do and be good at it. And I think, look, this game, it's definitely, we can't afford to lose, but I would hope that we get a positive result. And a win would be a fantastic start, because Belgium and Italy are going to be another step above, I think, so personally.
Yeah, well, this is it. Roy Keane has said that these players, basically said in the press conference yesterday, won't be found wanting because they have to work extremely hard and he expects them to work very hard. I'm excited about seeing players like McLean in this tournament because of the experience he should have from the last. The significance of Euro 2012 for the experience that a lot of these players will have got from that as well is quite significant, Joe.
Well, massive. I mean, look, that 2012 campaign, I mean, look at the group stage you had. Like, you had Croatia, you had Italy, and you had Spain. I mean, two of them got to the finals of the European Championships. I mean, Spain were awesome. I mean, all the teams were fantastic. So, I mean, we got a bit of a hiding there, but through those sort of painful memories, I suppose the lads that are there can take it on board and go, right, that's not going to happen again. Or, you know, they're going to go that extra to make sure that, you know, it won't happen again. I mean, I can't see it happen again. I think there's too much. I think we've grown as a team, and there's a great self belief amongst the team. I mean, beat Germany at home is a fantastic achievement, and we didn't lose away. So those are great confidence builders, and I think the players there can take on board. And they're 4 years older. I mean, look, Weza Hoolan. I mean, this is, you know, the chance maybe 4 years ago he would have seen. John De Walters has come onto the scene, done fantastic. I mean, Long is the number one striker, wasn't back then. You know, was on the bench coming on and off.
And to think Seamus Coleman wasn't even there, you know?
Yeah, Seamus Coleman, exactly. I mean, only a few months, maybe 6-7 months ago, he was apparently reports that Bayern Munich were interested in him. I mean, so look, there's players. I mean, Brady wasn't wrong. Brady's a fantastic player, you know, a very good addition to the team. So some of the players weren't there, some players were there, and the players that were there can look back and then go, well, you know what, I don't want to be involved in that sort of group stages again, albeit against quality opposition. And we're against quality opposition again. Belgium and Italy are going to be quality. I think we're better. I think we've grown as a team. I'd love to see Ireland, you know, as I said, play to their strengths, play to what we're good at, and press the ball and be aggressive with and without the ball and be Irish.
And finally, be Irish tomorrow. But call it, Joe. How do you expect it to go?
It's going to be difficult. I think if we can score first, I think it's a major plus. I don't think we have the sort of armoury to chase a game. I think we're better off, you know, not sitting deep. I think if we can score first, it's a great confidence builder, and as long as we don't lose, to be honest, but I do think we'll win. I think it'll be a tight game. I think it will be decided on set piece, and I hope that Brady's delivery can be our advantage over the Swedish.